to see you too.
So let's start with Oranga Tamariki first. You are the lawyer for some claimants against Oranga Tamariki. God, you know, after all this time and all this mahi, this is what we get given with, a video of an assault of rangatahi. It's still happening. A glitch, do you think, or just such entrenched systemic, just rubbish that, you know, nothing is going to sort it out. Nothing is going to make it better.
It's sadly, Claudette, more of the same. And this is what we've seen constantly when the state purports to take care of whānau. So what we've been doing, we see that as soon as the state becomes involved in the removal of children from their families, they are then on this kind of conveyor belt, right, into the youth justice system and then into the prisons and gang system. And a whole lot of that is related to the abuse that they receive at the hands of state actors, right? So we've got this system, and you'll know that reports have been coming out about the on the Commission on Abuse and State Care, and you can see every day there are new stories. And this is not a New Zealand problem only, it's all over the world. When children are removed from their families, they are not cared for, in fact quite the opposite. And so I think that business of going back to Oranga Tamariki, they have a really important role to do, and that role is about supporting whānau. And that role is about allowing Māori providers and funding them properly to support those whānau to care for their children. And that's the only way that I can see this stopping.
Look, you know, so many people will be very, very disappointed at this. Not the least mention Suwira Gardner and Matthew Tukaki and his Rōpū, his group as well too. It does, you know, for some, it actually makes a mockery of the great work that they're trying to do, that this is still taking place. Would it be fair for some people to think, actually, you know, it's just making a mockery of what you're trying to do?
Yes, it is. And I think people really need to reflect on the nature of power and the nature of abuse. When you have powerful systems like government with huge resources and huge amounts of money, and then you have individuals who are vulnerable, who are lost, who are so young and so much in needing of care, it's just impossible for them to get it from the state. That just will not work. And we all know that children and humans are more likely to be cared for by those who they're related to. You know, this is a kind of fundamental of Indigenous societies. And that's what we should be focusing on, not removal. Like, removal should be stopped. And I think that that's the key thing, because there are still removals going on now. And this idea that somehow the state, with all its money, can help, well, they can't. And Claudette, I have to say, one of the other things is, when we go back to the removals and when we go back to the state being involved, they use a definition of violence, which is just covers everything. You know, it covers arguments. So if the parents are having an argument in the house, then Oranga Tamariki and the court system don't go through a weighing up of, okay, does that justify removal? They don't weigh up those things. And it's this idea that there's some perfect ideal that children should be brought up in. Well, you know, all of us are exposed to some not great things during our childhood, and that should not justify removal. So I think all of this just demonstrates what we all already knew, that the state is no place for a child. And the idea that a state can care for a child should be thrown out the window. And actually, all of those state resources should go into protecting whānau and supporting them to look after their own children. You know, where are the rehab centres, Claudette? Where are the places that people can go to for help? There are very few of them. There's, I think, There's one place in Auckland, maybe. And most of all, where is the funding that is meant to be provided to the network of whānau ora providers? I just don't see any of that going on.
And so what do you think must happen now?
Well, I just, you know, we've been going on about this for a long time. The only discussion that Mr. Gardner, Sawira, should be having should be that discussion with Māori providers about transferring resourcing and funding. And we all know that there'll be a transition period and that will take some time. But those discussions should have started ages ago. And those discussions should have been about, when we have these children or these issues, how are we working with the Māori providers on the ground, of which there are a lot, and where are the resources for them to do that? And the capacity building should be with those Māori providers, not in-house Oranga Tamariki capacity building, because that's what's been going on.
In the meanwhile, we've got some very unsafe children in some very unsafe places. We don't know if this is a one-off incident or if this is consistent or if this is around the water. We just don't know that yet. And so we've got very unsafe children.
Yeah, credit, I would say that it's actually systemic and wide ranging. And I think that, you know, those examples are assault. And then, of course, we hear always about the sexual assault. But there's also the psychological abuse that goes on. You know, you can see these children aren't being treated well. And one of the other things, you know, New Zealand has a really, really bad record of domestic violence, of abuse in state care. So that history of assault and abuse has come from somewhere. And this idea that when something is wrong, individuals should be punished instead of the state taking responsibility for the terrible position that a lot of Māori families are in. You know, they're in that position because of what happened after the treaty was signed. And I don't really see the state taking responsibility. And I think this problem is at so many levels. You know, we live in a country where actually the Indigenous inhabitants had their lands stolen from them, had promises, really big promises, broken, had their culture interfered with so much. And the direct result of that are all these whānau with all these dysfunctions and problems and trauma that they're suffering. And the state doesn't even really accept, acknowledge their role in all of this. And then to follow through with the resources and to stay out of interfering in Māori families, you know, that's a really big problem. And I think some questions have to be asked and it all has to be pieced together, because it's no good just looking at OT, just looking at the youth justice system, just looking at prisons. You know, all of this together points back to the Crown and what it did to Māori after 1840.
Thank you very much for that, for those comments. I just want to get your whakaaro on the $1.3 million payout to the Waikerea prisoners and to the staff. The co-leader of the Māori Party said, Rāwhiti Waititi, thinks that it's a little bit premature to make that payout. I think he, without preempting him, I think he thinks that there is a wider, a bigger issue to discuss. And it's not just about financial compensation, but it is about justice, it's about placement, it's about treatment, it's about all of those things. Is he right? What do you think of the $1.3 million payout, and does he have a point?
Well, the thing is, Claudette, that my 16 clients have got the civil rights claim, they're excluded from that. Now, they lost their positions as well. And I think it's just a really mean-spirited action on the part of the Crown to exclude them. And it just shows the mentality of punishing them, right? So ever since those proceedings were filed, we get reports of the things that are being done to them on a daily basis in terms of what looks like punishing them for taking action against corrections. And here is another one, right? So 16 people in there, they took a claim to the High Court as well as a claim to the tribunal. They lost their possessions in that fire. No one has proved who started that fire, yet they are excluded from the compensation that everyone else is getting. And to me, that just demonstrates the real mean-spiritedness and petty-mindedness of the Crown.